It's Tuesday, February 13th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Berkey is on, but most races will be a bit shorter. An ATV broke through the ice, reminding anglers no ice is safe. A tax cut vote is today in the State Assembly, and Wisconsin Democrats are closer to overturning Republican-drawn legislative maps. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Berkey is a go. Amber Gonski with details.
The American Birkebeiner will go on this year to celebrate the 50th, although it will look very different. With a lack of snow in the region, the foundation announced their contingency plans in a live Q&A Monday evening. Event director Christy Mackey explained how the events will utilize a 10K course at the trailhead in Cable during next week's Berkey schedule.
Wednesday is the first opportunity for open track event. The American Birkebeiner will complete 30 kilometers, the Cordelopet 20 kilometers, and the Prince Hokan 10 kilometers. The bonus for Thursday is we're adding another day of open track events. So if you are supposed to ski the Cordelopet, which will be on Friday, or the American Birkebeiner skate race on Saturday, or Birkebeiner classic race on Sunday, you can move to Thursday if you want a little more relaxed experience.
The Super Tour Elite Skate will ski 50 kilometers on Saturday. Complete details and updates as they become available can be found online. Berkey.com/50. I'm Amber Gonski.
An expensive ATV has been lost after it fell through the ice in a bay near Superior. Ted Aylin dives into the story.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the ATV fell through the ice on Kilner Bay Thursday. Using drones, the Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirmed that the ATV fell into the water due to unstable ice conditions. Officials say there wasn't a person in the water and the owner of the ATV is safe, but the owner lost the vehicle and some fishing equipment. The sheriff's office stressed that people stay off the ice, noting that there is currently no safe ice in the area. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The State Assembly is set to vote today on a $2.1 billion tax cut package from Republicans. Bob Haig tells us more.
The four bills passed the legislature's Joint Finance Committee on a party-line vote last week. The measures would expand the second lowest state tax bracket to include filers earning between $19,000 and $150,000 per year, exempt up to $75,000 of retirees' income, and expand tax credits for married filers and for those with children. Governor Tony Evers last year twice vetoed bills cutting taxes for the state's top earners, and it's unclear whether he'll sign any of these bills. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Democrats are inching closer to overturning Republican-drawn legislative maps that the GOP have used to grow their majorities and advance their agenda over the past 13 years. Wisconsin is a purple state where Republicans have held a firm grip on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins in recent years. But the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court is nearing the release of new maps that will reduce Republican power. Republicans are vowing to take their fight to the U.S. Supreme Court after the state's highest court tossed the current maps as unconstitutional. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.